You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, with the election coming up on Saturday, there are a few rules that we all have to follow when it comes to election day. So, this week is part of my mini-series on what even is the election and how it works. This week, we're going to be looking at electoral law for election day so you don't accidentally break some laws and know a few loopholes. So, previously, I've looked at how the MMP system works and just some general stuff about how the elections work. So firstly, we're going to start off at looking at the ability to go and vote. Luckily in New Zealand, it's really easy to go and vote. So if you've got work, you don't have to worry. Under the Electoral Act, under section 162, you can go and vote without getting time off from work. I definitely recommend discussing this with your boss first before you leave, but just remember they are legally required to give you time off for the purpose of casting your vote and pay you for this time. It can't be unpaid. Now, for the stuff that can get you in trouble. So on election day, you're not able to do anything that will influence other voters, which includes, but not limited to, campaigning and obstructing people from... influencing other voters, which can include campaigning and obstructing. After 7 p.m. though, feel free to do whatever you want, as everyone who has decided to vote will have gone and done so. Now, when it comes to campaign material, there are a number of rules and regulations. Firstly, you will not be able to wear, deliver, or distribute campaign material. This means no branded merch, giving up pamphlets, or anything of that sort. However, you will be able to wear a lapel badge or a rosette. Now, while you can distribute material the day before, do be careful that if someone finds it in their letterbox on election day, they may think it may have been delivered that day and can complain. On the day, if you have election signs or boardings up, make sure that you take them down sometime tomorrow. This also goes for vehicles with bumper stickers, signs or flags, and if these can't be removed, then make sure to keep the vehicle out of public view. For parties and MPs, they will be able to keep signs up at their offices if they were already there before election day and are not related to the election. Now for the area which will affect most people, websites and social media. On election day, you will not be allowed to publish any content that could influence voters in any particular way. So you will not be able to... post anything that supports a party or any of the referendums and or just influence anyone in general. If you do have a website or social media, all of the following applies. You do not have to update it on election day. It's only available to people who choose to access it and the site isn't advertised. On election day, you also can't take part in demonstrations. So you no marches or anything along those lines, and that also means no using a megaphone. You also can't be running polls, so you can't poll voters on how they voted or anything else to do with the election or referendums. You also can't film or take photos in any of the voting places, and this is just so it doesn't disrupt voting. And candidates or promoters can be filmed voting if they arranged it earlier with the returning officer. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you can wear a lapel badge or rosette. This can relate to the party or the referendum, and these can feature either a referendum option, party colours, a party name or branding, but not any candidate name. Any lapel badge or rosette you wear must be a promoter statement. Now, just because you can't wear branded merchandise from any of the parties does not mean that you can't wear party colours, so feel free to go out there and wear red, blue, green, black, whatever that represents the party that you're planning to support. Now, these can only be in streamers, on people, or on vehicles. And finally, while you can't display anything around parties or the referendums, you can encourage people to go and vote. And this is, once again, another reminder, please go out and vote. Please go and make your voice heard going into the future. This is a big election, and it's going to be really important. So make sure you go out and vote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.